In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. Because of how weak we are as human beings, and how sinful we are being reminded of today to fill up the gaps of our life between who we are, our enemies, our neighbors, and our brothers and sisters that we sin against. We have been called to fill up that gap, hearing and ready to listen to hear the gospel of today between Lazarus and the rich man. When the rich man was in trouble, he called Lazarus, "Please, just the tip of his hand, Abraham, and send him so that my tongue can feel what water really means." The response from Abraham was, "We are distance. The gap that we have, we cannot reach there." And that's the gap that is reminded to each and every one of us today, in and through the gospel, fill up that gap so that we can lend our helping hands to our brothers and sisters. But before all this, let us first of all ask God's forgiveness, so that in and through our true heart of repentfulness, may God, in His mercy, forgive and forget all of our sins.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen, and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at the door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. From the netherworld where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. Lazarus to dip his finger in the water of a cool to cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames." Abraham replied, "My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here where you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours." He said, "Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too to this place of torment." But Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." He said, "Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." Then Abraham said, "If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone else should rise from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Parable of the Lazarus and the rich man reminds me of what the fathers of the church speaks of when they speak of the cross. They say that beyond pain and sufferings, beyond difficulties and hardships in life, there is triumphant. Beyond pain and sufferings, difficulties and hardships, there is a victory. And of the parable of today, this really shows how victorious and triumphant is. After Lazarus was facing with so many problems because of poverty, because of how poor he was triumphant and victorious and been called by God to enter that heavenly place. And the rich man was there in a place where he should not be because of the gap that he made and created in this world between him and Lazarus when he was alive. And that gap was never give a helping hand to the poor people. He did not even give his what he had to that Lazarus who always ate from not only the waste that was fall down from the table, he did not even give some to him. And the reward was he went to a place that I will never, never want to go to. That neither land that was been mentioned in the gospel was hell itself. My prayer in and through this mess that no one of us will lead or pointed by God to go into that place. I want all of us to go where Lazarus is. So let us accept pain with faith, suffering with faith, hardships with faith, difficulties with faith, so that in and through faith, in and through those pains and sufferings, we will be victorious one day. But our scriptures of today, the first reading from the prophet Amos, warns us not to be too satisfied with ourselves about our place in this world. Not to be too satisfied with the wealth that we have, money, pleasure, whatever that we have, not to be too satisfied with those things, because it leads us to forget who is next to me. When we are so being satisfied with so many things that we have, it's enable us to forget who our neighbors are. We will begin to forget, I don't want to give more to those people or give any to those people. Why? Because the wealth that I have would be lessened, or one day it would be nothing. Surely, if we think naturally to it, well, all what we have materially, sure, one day will be nothing. The description that the prophet want to let us know is to place God before us, so that the God who created each and every one of us enable us to think for our brothers and sisters, to lend that helping hands of who we are to those who really need help. The first and the gospel readings are very much connected. In and through that idea of giving that helping hand of ours to those who really need help. The reading connected very much with the gospel of today, with that beautiful story of Lazarus and the rich man. And in this parable, Jesus tells of a nameless rich man who lived a life of success. He was so rich, and he did not just eat well, but he dined splendidly well day by day, while Lazarus growing under his table, all what he fell down, that is a meal for that poor man Lazarus. Yet, literally at his footstep, where Lazarus was, used all what fell down from that table. But as the rich man walked past him every day, coming to and going to his house, it never occurred to him to help the fellow human being grow in front of him. All what he did was letting him go out of his house. When the rich man died, as we have heard from the gospel, he went to that nether world. And he gave two requests. Please send Lazarus with water. Please send someone down to my family and tell them what happened to me so that they can know. And this is the response from Abraham on the other side. I'm sorry, we are in a big distance. From there to here, it's a big valley, and no one from here can come there, and no one from there can come here. The second request from the rich man, because he do care for those on earth. Only when he was in trouble, he start to care about other people or other of his family. And the response from Abraham was, there is Moses and the prophet down there, which means the word of God is there for them. They have to listen to the word of God. Bringing those response to ourselves, we are being invited by God in and through scriptures to help our brothers and sisters. At the same time, we are also being called to think of the gap that we always created day by day in between us and our enemies, us and our neighbors, us and our brothers and sisters, especially in the family. I was watching that program yesterday about, or Friday, one of the gap that is so, I don't want to speak more about it, the gap between mothers and daughters. Daughters taking their mothers to court. Young brothers taking their elder brothers to court, or taking their fathers to court for only few dollars to pay. That is the gap that is being reminded to us in and through scriptures of today. We have to let go of those gaps in between our enemies, our brothers and sisters, and our neighbor. The parable of today gave to each and every one of us the gap that we always create in between us and God, in and through how weak we are as human beings. That gap that we always forget about who God is, but we do what we want instead of doing and act according to the will of God. In and through this Sunday, 26th Sunday in ordinary time, we are summoned to close that gap by bringing forth to us what we are celebrating in this year. Bringing forth to us that mercifulness of God. As we celebrate this year of mercy, the mercy of God has already been given to each and every one of us. We have to do something to it. The mercy of God, as I look at it, it's just like rain from heaven. That water from heaven is pure, but you cannot get water unless you go out with a bucket, put it where the rain is. You will get more water if you have a big bucket so that you can drink of that pure water from heaven. It's just like the grace from God. The grace of God has been given to each and every one of us. And that grace will never be within you if you cannot open your heart, open yourself, so that that grace will be within you. And we are being asked and summoned today to use wise that grace of God, that mercifulness of God, so that we can close that gap in between who we are and our enemies, who we are and our brothers and sisters, starting from your own home, then to that workplace where you are. Surely, the place, the workplace that you are, the school where you are, day by day, you have at least 1, 2, 3, or 4 enemies there. Close that gap while you and him or her from the other side made that big gap. We are being summoned today. Close it in and through accepting the mercifulness of God, and let that mercifulness of God enact in us. Let us continue to pray for who we are before God and who God is for us. Bringing forth that first phrase that I mentioned at the beginning, beyond pain and sufferings in this world, there is victorious. In and through the pain, suffering, difficulties and hardship that Lazarus have, he received a beautiful reward, and that is that heavenly place where we all strive for. Amen.
May this heavenly mystery, O Lord, restore us in mind and body, that we may be co-heirs in glory with Christ, to whose suffering we are united whenever we proclaim his death, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. I do believe that these children will be receiving the Holy Communion 2:20 or 2:21. Reconciliation in February this year or next year or the following year or next year. Okay, but before you leave the church today, we would like to assure you that the church, all of us priests and parents, I mean all of us, the parishioners, will continue to pray so that one day, especially next year, not only you will receive the sacrament of reconciliation, but you will receive communion with your parents. So we, the church, the parishioners of St. John, will continue to pray for you, and we will give you a very special blessing today while you leave the church, so that you can continue on, listen to your catechist. They will explain to you what the sacrament of Eucharist, especially reconciliation, is. Bow your heads for God's blessing, my dear children. Jesus bless all the children, because Jesus wants you not only to be their friends, but to be blessed and to be make them holy. We ask for your blessings, Lord, and our Lord Jesus Christ, to be with all these children as they prepare themselves to prepare to receive the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. Let them know how important the Eucharist to them. Let them know how important Jesus is for them. Bring forth to them that spirit of understanding, so that one day they will understand truly what the Eucharist really means for them. We also pray for their parents. May your understanding, Lord, your faith, enable their parents to teach them and help the catechist to explain to them what the Eucharist really means for them. And it's for their life and for their salvation. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless each and every one of you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. thanks be to God.